Well, I told you earlier that he didn't have much love of Bob Collar. In fact, he had just the opposite. He had predicted to me in the early 60s the company would run into great trouble under Bob Collar. And I hated to agree with that because I was trying to also help the company myself move forward into electronics. And so I wouldn't enter into a discussion with him on that subject, but I heard it several times from Joe, unfortunately, and in many ways he did know that Bob would probably take too many risks. We tried to talk out Bob out of some of the risks, and late in the 60s we did have major risks. He had turned loose the West, Collar had turned loose the West Coast organization, and they came up with, they had different projects out there that they were way out on the leading edge with no proof they'd ever work. And you probably know about the Century family of products. We had short rod memories with flux flying around all directions and not in the metal where they should be. Instead of a core, we used those things. They developed those out there. They also had multiple tracks on a flying head on a disc, which didn't work out very well. So the company lost a lot of money at that time, and Bob Collar decided to leave the company in 1970. And I swear he, Bob is a good friend, Joe's a good friend. Here I am right in the middle of all this, you know. But on the other hand, I have to agree with Joe in one regard. Bob was not handling risks well, and Joe seemed to know that. He had that knack of knowing where the risks were going, and Bob was going to stick his neck out too daggone far, and he did. See, my estimate was that the company lost in real and implied profits at least $500 million because of the Century family problem. And that's pretty heavy. Of course, then, as you know, in 1973 and 4, we 73, we wrote off a lot of money. I think it was 73, if I remember right. 72 or 3. But Joe had a judgment about him. He had a capability of evaluating. But I don't think he wanted to use fire anymore after about 1960 when Bob took over, Collar took over. Before that, there in the late 50s, Joe was in there driving. Not in the same sense he was with the Bob Project, don't get me wrong, but he was willing to manage, he was willing to work, and he liked working with Chuck Kinoy. Kinoy depended on him, and he was making what I considered rational judgments about the capability of the company versus the technology we had to pursue. But when Collar took over, he didn't care for that anymore. However, strangely enough, when he would see me, and I was running the engineering operation at the time, he would bolster my spirits. He would give me some advice. Joe never let me down. He was always my backer.